Our first letter this week is from Canon Peter Halls from Weston Longville, who has had memories of chewing gum rekindled. I was sad to read of the experience at Norfolk Crumble in Cromer, where customers had stuck gum to the tables. It brought back memories of my experiences in the London House restaurant, which used to be at the top of London Street in Norwich. Wartime school dinners had been a dread of mine, mostly cold and inedible. When I was able to get an assisted place at Norwich School in 1949, there were only limited places for school diners. Somehow I persuaded my parents that no meals were available at that school, so I was able to join a little gang of us who were able to have a special rate meal at London House restaurant. Two courses for 2 shillings, excellent food, but when I moved the chair, I found lumps of chewing gum stuck underneath the seat. Apparently the restaurant was patronised by the Americans and they left their mark. I also have memories of my early years in Leicester, of my friend and I, aged about 7, pathetically waving a banner at passing strangers. "Got any gum, chum?" With no success.
Pat Nearing from Munsley has had problems with predictive taxing. No, sorry, that should be predictive texting. It was lovely to read the witty letter from my good friend Colin Burley regarding predictive text. Although he's 94 years old, he's much more adept at texting than I am. I find on most occasions I want to send a text message. By the time I've tapped the correct keys and got the message right, it would have been quicker to walk round to the recipient and tell him verbally. Back to predictive text. I heard earlier that the founder of predictive text has sadly passed away. His fun fair is next monkey. I'll get my coat. Now, just in case you didn't understand that penultimate sentence, it should have read, instead of his fun fair, his funeral. And instead of the monkey, it's next Monday.
Richard Barr from Bacton warns of the perils of buying online. Sandra Guest-Lee makes some very valid points about the problems of fake online advert scams, letters 30th of May. Unfortunately, it's not just fake adverts that are a problem. There are many other difficulties when you buy online, especially, it seems, through advertisements on social media, as illustrated by my case of the multifunctional grapes cutter. A member of our family has some physical difficulties, and when I saw a colourful online advertisement for a multifunctional grape cutter, I thought this might be useful. After that, things went from bad to worse. I wanted just one. But unknown to me, the sellers had already ticked the box further down or off the screen for a further 5. Why on earth in this lifetime would one need 6 multifunctional grape cutters? I chose to pay by PayPal. At that stage, I still believed that I was ordering just one multifunctional grapes cutter. There was no basket on display to indicate the number of items purchased, and PayPal came up with a box to tick to review my purchase. As soon as I ticked the box, PayPal instantly debited my account for more than £30 without giving me a chance to review. The money was gone. I immediately contacted both the seller and PayPal to point out what had happened. I got no effective response from PayPal, and the sellers said they had already dispatched the goods and could not cancel, amazing as it was within minutes of the order being made. I then raised a dispute with PayPal, and after some weeks they ruled against me. About 3 weeks later, 6 multi-functioning grape cutters arrived, their initial fast response having slowed to a snail's pace. Life is too short to escalate my complaint further, and I am now the proud possessor of 6 multifunctional grapes cutters. At least now I have plentiful supply of Christmas gifts to give to people I want to annoy. More seriously, I think one should be very wary about ordering online, quite apart from fraud. The little videos they display often have a very little bearing on what actually creeps out of the shabby polythene bag that arrives sometimes later. Far better to go into a department store like Roy's or Gerald's. At least you see what you're getting, and if you do happen to load your basket with multiple items, you can at least remove them before going to checkout.
I bet you thought you'd heard the last of the multifunctional grape cutter, which I'd never heard of. But guess what? Martin Skerritt from Dursingham was prompted to write in as a result of Richard's letter. Richard Barr's letter about the perils of online shopping, and specifically his difficulties with the multifunctional grape cutter, which struck me as reminiscent of an item to be fetched up on, I'm sorry, I haven't a clue, on Radio 4, in a round entitled Other Uses for Unusual Domestic Appliances. Anyway, it reminded me, for reasons I cannot entirely explain, of a short cassette recording I have from years ago, but presently cannot find, of dear old Jack Warner singing of his cousin, who was a gooseberry shaver-off. This involved the cousin shaving the hairs off gooseberries with a penknife. First he shaves them with his left hand, then he shaves them with his right. But sometimes his hand's unsteady and the juice squirts in his eye. I don't know what the tune was, but never mind. This is as much as I can remember, but readers with imaginations may get the gist. It almost sounds like one of the old trades from the dim distant past that has long since disappeared.